Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world, scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, co-host Cal is out on assignment. Hell, he's just AWOL, that's all. But we are both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. We've got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, where we'll be next Wednesday from 1 to 2 o'clock, and then again Wednesday night. But then Kimberly's Cardberg and Kimberly, a law firm, its seafood shed at the top of the hill in Spanish Fort. The Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And we'd also like to thank all of our sponsors and to all of our great listeners, because we couldn't do this without you guys and without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook or follow Cal on Twitter. Later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He will get us up to speed on the services that they have to offer for our veterans and their families. Also, Mr. Charlie Wilson with the Charlie Wilson Agency, and veteran Pete Ream with an update from Goat Hill on a power grab, Meemaw vs. Alabama Veterans. But first, it's always a pleasure to be joined by our doc out of the box, veteran and patriot, Dr. Tonya Butler. Doc, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be amongst my great heroes and, you know, token Marines, too. So.
Oh, and Marines, too. All right. What's going on across the bay over there? What's happening at that big American Legion post?
Oh, we are so excited that on February 20th, next Thursday at 10 a.m., we are finally doing our groundbreaking for our phase one of our post-revitalization program.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, y'all were wiped out during that hurricane, wasn't you?
Yes. People don't realize that when Hurricane Sally hit us, it devastated our building. It cracked it from the ground all the way up to the top of the building. So it is not. It has been condemned, and we haven't been able to use it. And we've been fundraising ever since to try to rebuild it. So our first phase is to build a new building right there on the bluff. And this building will serve as a multi-purpose building that will be a permanent home for us to be able to carry out, you know, our mission of serving veterans, develop sustainable revenue. And the really cool thing is that this will also serves as shelter in place and as a site for Baldwin Emergency Management Agency activities.
Oh, really?
Disasters.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So they could use that for a central location.
Absolutely. It'll be multi-purpose. But the most important thing is that we won't be homeless anymore.
Okay.
And it'll give us a place where, you know, we will have our canteen in there, so we will continue, you know, making our community happy with entertainment down over the bluff on the beach there. We'll have food, drinks, but we'll have meeting spaces, offices, and places where, you know, we have multi-purpose that we can serve our veterans.
That's awesome. So y'all going to make it a very versatile facility rather than just a post-meeting place in for the future?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Good.
It'll be multi-purpose. And so we want to invite everybody out here on the 20th of February. The event starts at 10 a.m., and for those of you who do not know where we're at, we are on the best location on the Eastern Shore. We're located at 700 South Mobile Street in Fairhope. If you go like you're going down to the Fairhope Pier and you make a left, follow that road down and you can't miss us. We're right across from Gambino's.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Is that off of 98?
It is old 98.
Old 98.
So
okay.
It's a scenic road.
Is that the scenic, they call it a scenic road?
Yep, it's a scenic road, so it's a really beautiful Sunday drive. You know, if you take that tour down there, it'll take you down to Point Clear, down to the Grand Hotel.
Okay, cool.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, I'll be over there that particular day and to help represent some of our veterans on the Gulf Coast area. I know that you have been blessed with an awesome presentation this year, being the Veteran of the Year from the city of Fairhope, Alabama.
Well, thank you, Veteran of the Year from Mobile.
Ooh, oh, we better. we are somebody.
we're just doing,
yeah,
our,
look at
you
us.
Know, doing our part to represent.
You know what? I didn't get a damn check, though, did you?
I didn't even get a cup of coffee.
I know the feeling, yeah. I didn't even get my parade. We got rained out.
Your parade got rained on.
Yeah, I should have come over and rode on a fire engine with you.
I know. I got to ride on a 100-year-old fire engine, but the best part was when he told me I could come out of the back and sit up front and hit the button for the horn.
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, why didn't you tell me that to begin with?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You'd have been in hog heaven up there, girl. Well, listen, tell us about your kayak venue that you continue to work with some.
Oh, gosh, I'm really excited about that. So we are very blessed with the fact that we get to run two clinics in the same fiscal year this year, because we run an annual clinic in which I bring veterans from our area here down to Key Largo, Florida, to teach open water and sea kayaking. We teach veterans who are blind, visually impaired, have spinal cord injuries, severe PTSD, you name it. There is not a disability that I am yet to find that we could not adapt a kayak for.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah.
This clinic will be in May. It'll be May 18th through the 25th. So I am taking applications now for disabled vets in our community who may be interested in going to this clinic. It is completely paid for. We fundraise and sponsor every aspect of this, so there is no burden to the veteran. But our mission is to promote health and healing through paddle sports. And they come back here and they get to paddle with me anytime they want to after the clinic.
That is awesome. That's just awesome. How long have you been doing this, Doc?
I have been a part of Team River Runner for 16 years.
I thought you'd been there for a while, yeah.
Yeah, I started in Atlanta. I actually started as an injured veteran myself after having a head injury from the military.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
I know. I had a little too many bumps on the head.
Okay, but okay, go ahead. No, you're awesome, but I had to dig you. You know, being Army and all.
Hey, well, you know, coming from a Marine, I take it as a compliment. So,
there you go. There you go. Okay. All right, baby.
But yeah, we help to, you know, we help veterans to, you know, I always tell people sometimes you got to check out to be able to check back in. And being on the water is a great place to help a veteran begin to heal.
Well, Dr. Tanya, we certainly appreciate you being on board here with us today and bringing that information forth. And we will be at your ceremony that you're having over there. And then you say that's on the 20th?
It's on the February 20th at 10 o'clock a.m. at Post 199 on the Eastern Shore.
That's, on Main Street?
It's 700 Mobile Street.
Mobile Street. That's the Main Street. Okay. All right. Mobile 700 Mobile Street in Fairhope. Thank you. Have a blessed day. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. And as always, you can go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more info. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing its shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone. And my tirade is up on CastBox.fm, that is, if you need to get your blood pressure up. And it's always a pleasure and a privilege to be joined on SBN by a great patron and a supporter of our veterans, Mr. Bill Clark from Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Big Bill, welcome back and on to SBN, and thank you for your support for our veterans and their families.
Well, thank you, Tom, and it is always good to come by and talk to you good folks. So how you been?
Man, we've been kicking and growling. Got a lot of work going on trying to get ready for all of our events. Had to pleasure being the Veteran of the Year, and that consumed a lot of time.
Oh,
there.
Wow. Congratulations.
For two
I
or three
did not
months.
Know that.
Yeah, 2 or 3 months there. So, they'll keep me busy all year.
Yeah.
But, we have had the pleasure of being able to come out and help give our some of our Marines going away properly at Serenity with our honor guards and our flag presentations and have blowing taps and all, which one of my units does that. But we just always kind of impressed with you and your people and the way they treat those families, those veteran families, and the way we're treated when we're out there. And I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. We really do have a good staff. And I've been in this business a long time. I've used to travel a lot, ran corporate funeral homes, and I've been in a lot of funeral homes, and I can generally go in
right
and tell you pretty quick who is there for a paycheck and who's there because they want to be there.
Right. Yeah. And there is a difference.
It is. It really is, and it's heartfelt.
It is. It is. And your sincerity and congeniality and the service and the quality of all at your facility is certainly we see it. We're veterans because we're in and out all these other funeral homes on the Gulf Coast, and even on the Eastern Seaboard. But we appreciate it. But now, I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. And does Serenity offer plans where a family can go out there and pick out the type of service they want and pay for it in advance and have all of that out of the way?
Well, absolutely. We have a host of pre-need counselors that will sit down with you, go over all your options. And I've told them, you know, the good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. So listen to what people want. Listen to what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll guide them and give them their options.
Yep, and that's awesome. So what are some of the advantages of prearranging your services?
Well, for one thing, there's many reasons, but one really sticks out is you're locking it in at today's prices. I don't know of any other industry that guarantees mm-hmm. future goods and services at today's prices. We do. And so imagine if you had been able to take care of a service 10 years ago when it was half of what it
half
is now.
Half of what it is
sure.
now, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's not likely to go down much anytime soon.
Well, I've found that to be true even with my prearrangement. My first wife passed in 11, and after 54 years of marriage, and I said, my family, the rest of my family is not going to have to go through what I did not making prearrangements.
Yes.
So I went ahead and made prearrangements, and I'm looking at the figures now on paying that off versus and having it out of the way at that period of time, like that was in 12.
Yeah.
Well, what are we, 10 years now? And you know, we're going on for
13.
Yeah, 13. That's $4,000, $5,000 different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing is it alleviates a lot of decision-making for family members left behind.
Right.
I'll tell you, especially when it's been an extended illness, families are completely worn out.
Oh, yes.
Sitting up around the clock around the hospital. And they're coming in and, you know, they have a feeling that, well, we want to go and get this over with. We're just
flabbergasted
worn out.
With it. Yeah. Yeah, you're worn out. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So this helps families tremendously.
Sure
where
does.
They can come
it takes a lot of stress off of us.
It does. Where they can come in, sit down with us, we can help them with an obituary. But really all they have to do is select a day and time.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Y'all
make arrangements to fit their schedule.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, how long has this been a deal that the funeral services have offered?
You know, I remember a time when prearranging was very, very new. This is not to be confused with old burial policies. This is where you actually pay for
Brown,
service.
Yeah, Brown funeral service.
Right.
Mama had one on all of us.
Well, I think they were issued with birth certificates here in
Mobile. And they were.
but no, this way you can select exactly what you want and it freezes it, locks it in, and just takes one thing off your plate.
Oh, it is. It is awesome. It is awesome. Yeah. I've got a friend that's really going through a trying time now because he's got a loved one that's at home and they're on hospice and mentally he's just really, really challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he is so proud that he's able to have had done that when he was clear-headed and wasn't under pressure. And what I find is that when you make decisions like that, then you do a better deal, and you don't buy exorbitant stuff that you really don't need.
Correct.
You got to remember, you're putting those people in the ground.
Yes.
You know, come on. But at the same time, there's respect there.
Sure.
But if you go do this while just the funeral's just happened, and mama, daddy, whatever's just passed, and oh my God, you're all tore up. Next thing you know, I want to get this, and I want to get that, and next thing you know, you run it rather than getting a $12,000-$15,000 funeral, you got a $25,000 funeral.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you see it every day.
Well, you know, we do not believe in trying to upsell people.
That's awesome.
I just forbid.
But if I ask for
it,
then you're obligated to give it to me.
I have it available.
Right.
But I just never have believed in that.
That's good. Well, you don't push it on anybody. That's what I like.
You know, I can lay my head down at night and sleep quite well.
There you go.
Because I've served families in literally most all of my life, starting when I was 16.
Right.
And I truly enjoy helping people. That's what drives me.
Well, that's
every
one
day.
Of the reasons that we'd like to administer with you and having you work with us here on the Scuttlebutt, because you are a great person and you do have a great presentation of the way you present yourself and your people do out there. But now, one of the things that we see that people have a problem with is when they come up with this figure for the whole funeral, then they don't have all that money at one time. What kind of processes are available for them to maybe pay it monthly or what have you?
Sure. We can structure that to suit their budgets. You know, a lot of times we've had families where a couple will say, we don't have enough to pay for a funeral in advance each month, but we'll take care of one. And the way ours is set up is a little different than other funeral homes. Most funeral homes fund their prearrangements through an insurance policy. So
right.
Therefore,
yeah.
the person that policy is for, it's not for anyone else. It cannot be transferred.
Oh.
With ours, pre-need monies are held in a trust at a bank, and therefore you can use it for someone else.
Oh, in other words, if a husband and wife come out and they want to make arrangements for both of theirs, and we don't have enough money to pay for both of ours each month, but we can pay into that trust fund, right?
Right. They can go ahead and pay for one service, and if something were to happen before they had time to start the other pre-arrangement when they got it paid for, it can be transferred to whomever that owner of that trust policy says.
What about if it's my kid and we're both alive?
You can transfer it to anybody that you say.
Okay, in the family or
anybody,
out of the
friend,
family, really?
Friend, yes, you can say, you'll sign off some documents and say,
yeah.
I'm turning over my prearrangement to so-and-so.
But
and
then can you keep that prearrangement so that y'all could continue to play on it? Or do you have to develop a new one?
Well, no, when you get through paying for that one, if they wanted, say a couple wanted to, when they finished paying for one prearrangement, say they did it over a five-year period of time,
mm-hmm.
when that was paid for, then a lot of times, okay, now we've got that one out of the way, we'll start another one.
Right.
And so that way both of us covered. But doing at least one at least covers one of them if something were to happen unexpectedly.
Okay. So, but it might have my name on it, but if my wife, if something happened to my wife,
it could be used for her.
It could be used for her.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And
well,
you don't have that luxury with other
no, not if you
funeral
buy
homes that
separate,
are
funded
through a life insurance policy.
Yeah. Okay. Is the money safe with Serenity?
Absolutely. You know, Serenity is actually the largest funeral home in Alabama. A lot of people don't realize that. And we have been around, the funeral home has been around since 1986. The cemetery has been there for 60 years.
Right.
But we are one of, if not the most solid funeral home
okay,
in the state.
So that,
Alabama.
In other words, whatever we pay would be guaranteed.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight and bringing this forth to us. We appreciate that because it's a fact we all going to die. You know,
that's true.
And all of our family members are going to die, so we just have to prepare for that.
And that's right.
Bless you, brother. Appreciate all that you do.
Appreciate what you do for our veterans.
All right, guys. Y'all do an awesome job out there for our veterans. And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Mr. Charlie Wilson with the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency when we return on the Scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program. Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Tom Claxton. We're glad that you joined us tonight to discuss the issues facing our veterans today, and we certainly want to thank all the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg in Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed at the top of the hill in Spanish Fort, and the Charlie Wilson insurance agent, and Mr. Charlie Wilson is coming on with us now, and the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And the information that Brother Bill Clark had with Serenity Funeral Home was awesome. But we're honored to have John here, on a veteran, Mr. Charlie Wilson with the Charlie Wilson Agent. Charlie, welcome back to SBN, buddy, and thank you for your service.
Man, I appreciate that. How you doing, buddy?
Well, we can't get in ground and trying to keep from getting sick. There's so much crap going around.
I hear that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flu going around right now.
I bet you see it out there in the woods or mingling amongst all the peoples.
I do. I run into it every day, actually.
Right. Well, tell us about the fabulous Charlie Wilson Agency, baby.
Well, you know, I do all health insurance, all kinds. So I do the Alabama Care Act or the ACA. Some people know it as Obamacare. So that's for people that need individual insurance, don't have group insurance, not eligible for Medicare yet. And then, of course, I do all the Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplemental plans, the drug plans, dental, eyewear. I do all insurance.
Mercy. Okay. So you're just an insurance heaven.
I am, but I specialize in Medicare and our veterans and how all that works together. It's very a lot going on when you get into people, you know, that have TRICARE for life or use the VA benefits or things like that. So it's good to have an expert in that area, and that's what I consider myself, to make sure that we're not messing up anybody's insurance or there's no conflicts with what they already have.
Right. Well, you know, and being a veteran and have been involved in that industry for the last 20 years or so, or 30, you are very enlightened about all of the regularities that we see in the policies, but then also the special stuff that maybe some of our veterans might need, and are as senior citizens in general, that, as you said, come forth, it's interesting for them to get with you and say, well, here I am, what I've got, and here's what I'm doing, and what do you think I need?
And that's right. And you know, I go, and you know this because we personally have a relationship, but
right.
I go above and beyond. I have every insurance carrier in Alabama. So when I sit down with our veterans, I sit down with our seniors, I can truly help them pick the plan that's best for them. And you know, about 60% of our seniors and veterans, research shows, aren't getting the benefits that they deserve or need.
Totally.
There's all kind of extra programs out there. Low-income subsidy that helps people pay less for their medications.
Sure.
A federally funded pharmacy assistance program. I helped 3 people today get enrolled with that. So you got to know what low-income subsidy is. There's, you know, qualifications financially that were just released for this year. Same thing with the Medicaid savings program. So sometimes I can help people get qualified for Medicaid. Couples get qualified for Medicaid. There's a few different levels of that. All those individual monthly incomes came out Friday. You know, the state doesn't get in a hurry. You think January 1 would get those.
Right, right. Yeah, but they don't.
The
no.
second week. Yeah, about the second week of February every year. But those all came out. So anybody, you know, anybody listening that there are any of our veterans, when we talk to our veterans that may need to know if they qualify because they're struggling financially, I help people all the time. I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter what insurance card's in your wallet. I'm not trying to change anybody's insurance. I'm truly, truly here to help people. If somebody needs to change because there's a better plan, I can do that. But I approach it, as you know, strictly from helping our seniors, helping our veterans.
Well, amen. You know, and that's the thing, is one of the reasons that I've enjoyed doing business with you is the fact that you are a veteran, and you've been there, done that. You've had the personal injuries. You've had the disabilities. And you know what we as veterans are confronted with. You know what we're confronted with the VA, where there's good things about the VA, there's bad things about the VA.
And you
know where these good and bad and indifferences are. So therefore, you know how the best insurance plans will work with these problems that we're having with the VA. So, you know, one of the things we don't really have a lot of problem with the VA, and that I've found, is if you get a good prescription, if it's on the outside and you take it to your provider, and you can talk him into it, he checks it out. And if he writes it up, you're going to get there. Now, and it's reasonable price. I know I got some $400 medicine a month that I get for like $8, $9 a month. So I would say, wait a minute.
It's based off your service. Yeah, that's right. What you pay is based off your service, what you qualify for. So there's, like I said, you know, when you get into the TRICARES and the TRICARES for Life and the VA and the CHAMP VA, there's a lot of moving parts there.
So oh, yes.
When we're adding a Medicare Advantage plan, either one with a drug plan, one without, you know, we want to look at the benefits, the doctors. But the VA does a fantastic job of, if you bring them prescriptions, they really do look at that. And I have never even heard of them not doing it, because most
right,
of the time,
right.
You know, we go to, our veterans will use these plans to, you know, maybe go to an urgent care or see a doctor a little bit quicker. And then they find out, hey, we need this. And they're able to meet with their physicians over at VA. You know, I only use the VA. Have for years.
Right.
So I've had good experiences, bad experiences, like all of us, but mostly good. I have nothing but great things to say about the VA personally.
Right. Well, you know, if there's a lot of policies available there that a recipient doesn't even have to lose that $175 a month that you're losing. I mean, now
that's right. There's
insurance policies that are out there now that I've never heard of, but I see where they come out this year, where you can get that money back, and you still get all your benefits with it, and you get all your medication.
That's 100% right. It's with a company called Cigna Medicare, and it's one of the strongest plans I've ever seen. They pay $174.70 of your Part B premium, which
right.
This year is $185, and it is a full plan. And then, you know, with veterans that use the VA, there's other plans, other companies that have a buy down for the veterans in some cases if they don't need a drug plan or things like that. But there are some fantastic plans. There's special election periods is what it's called all year long. We're in one now because we have a weather thing that came through, that snowstorm. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, it's never too late to check your insurance to make sure you're on
well,
the right
well,
plan.
Wait a minute. We can change now? I mean, you can change.
There's a weather special election period now. That's exactly right. So never think that you're stuck with your insurance all year. You always, somebody like me, can sit down and look and see if there's any special election periods that you qualify for.
Cool.
So absolutely, it's not too late to change insurance. If somebody even changed last year and wanted to change again, or if they just want to see what else is out there, like I said, we're under a special election period now. With the weather special election period, and there's other ones out there. If somebody moves, if somebody, you know, gets low-income subsidy, like I talked about, or loses low-income subsidy.
Right, or some medication.
Or Medicare.
Well,
I mean, or Medicaid. There's
sure.
Always, all year long, people can get enrolled. Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about it, and that's the reason they need to get in touch with you and just tell them what the heck you got a problem with. And if there's something that you know of, or they can that you can get them hooked up with, that they can get and solve that damn problem. Come on, I mean everything's going up, and we're not getting a raise, you know, on our disabilities.
So listen, in Mobile and Baldwin County, there's about 35 Medicare Advantage plans. So there's so many to choose from. If you don't meet with someone like me, how do you know what plan you're supposed
right.
to be on? How
right.
do you know you're on the right,
right.
plan? And then again, another advantage of me is having all the plans and be able to compare everything in a true apple-to-apple comparison.
Right, right.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm here to help people, and you know that. So I've got all the information for special election periods, all the financial information for low-income subsidy and Medicaid. Anybody's got questions, please, please call me.
Man, it's a blessing. Thank you, Charlie, and we appreciate you being on board with us here. And it's just awesome to have you out there representing our veterans. Thank you, sir.
Man, I appreciate that.
Phone number.
If anybody
needs
me, you can call me at 251-370-0251.
Give it to me again.
It's 251-370-0251.
All right. Thank you very much, buddy. Have a blessed day.
All right, buddy. Have a blessed night. God bless
you. All right.
Y'all.
Take care. And for more information, you can always check out the scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, we're going to hear the battle that is brewing at the Capitol with Commander Pete Ream and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt. When the Green Beret.
Check your bunker break off. Check your trim set. Check your nozzle steering arm maneuver. Dive and there I go. A low transition. Right turn out. 86. Dive and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You are on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, who is AWOL. A couple of old Marines with just a little bit to say. The First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And that the battle on Goat Hill is still brewing in Montgomery. And we have the latest from Commander Pete Ream, our dear friend and veteran here in the Mobile area. And I hope that you have calmed down, Pete, but what is the latest?
Well, I guess I've calmed down a little bit, but we've been in on the front lines yesterday and today up in Montgomery. I'll just start with, overall, we were successful in slowing it down and stopping it from getting anything from getting passed this week. The Senate carried it over. They didn't pass. And the House, because we requested it, had public hearings this morning, and that committee heard from us today. And they, after listening to us, they elected not to even vote on the bill, but to take it back and work on it some more and consult with us some more before they take it up. And I'll come back to that, but that's the law. We stopped it, but it's not dead. Doesn't mean it's gone away. I kind of want to give an example why this is frustrating. And why it's frustrating is because they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea what they're changing. And that's what's really aggravating, is they are up there saying, oh, we got to abolish the SBBA, and we're going to give you this advisory committee, and we're going to overhaul this and make it a cabinet position, which that part's not bad. The cabinet position is not bad. But they have no idea what we have or what we're talking or what they're changing. And I give you an example. Yesterday, we met with a bunch of senators, and they didn't really have – they just kept telling us, well, this is going to be really good for you. This is going to be really good for you. You got to let us help you. And we kept trying to tell them no, and they just didn't want to hear it. They were just trying to placate us because we came. Anyway, so they went, and we listened to them bring it to the floor. And for an hour and a half, they made over a dozen amendments. And it was comical. Because they went, oh, well, you know, we need to make sure there's minority representation. And we're in the gallery going, well, there is minority representation. And then somebody comes up and says, there ought to be women on it. We need to put that in there. There's an amendment to make women on it. And we're sitting up there going, there's four women on it. And this went on for an hour and a half of them going back and forth and talking about how we should make it diverse and how it should represent. And we're up there in the gallery just going nuts, going, that's the 16-member board we have is exactly what you're talking about. You're working your way to recreate what we already have. So that was aggravating. But why that doesn't make any difference is the essence of the bill is to take away the oversight authority
right.
of this right?
Yes.
The State Board of Veterans Affairs. They have oversight authority. They have real power in what the ADVA does. They don't run it, but they have power in what they do.
Right.
Nobody talked about that. All they did was fiddle around the edges and say, look, we came up with this laundry list of how we'll make sure the board is, you know, got every service and active duty and guard and reserve and, you know, officer enlisted. They went through all that. And we're all like going, You morons, we have all that already.
Right, you already have
and that doesn't change the the bill. The worst part of the bill, which is it takes away our authority, so we'll have no say.
Right, but you know, so, the thing about that too, Pete, is all of the guys that are on that board are veterans. They've been there, yes. Done that.
And they're veterans that are active in their VSOs.
Yes.
They're veterans active in the Marine Corps
they're not in the VFW. They're not Joe Blow that don't know a damn thing about what's going on in the world or in business or with the government. These are all highly regarded individuals, vets, that are handpicked by the American Legion, handpicked theirs. They send the best that they have. Veterans of Foreign War send the best that they have. The Marine Corps League, we send the best that we've got. Man, we had our Sergeant Major Command Sergeant Major just retired. 38 years in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
But, from in Washington, D.C., 20 years. I mean, and then we got John Kilpatrick on there, but like 38 years in the service. Still a full-bird colonel in the service. I mean, these are not plowboys. These are not cotton pickers. I mean, come on.
No, they have really good. And then, when they talk, it's just to us, whether in the center of their house, they don't understand it's a slap in the face because they talk about, well, what we're going to try to help you get this and get that, you know, because we want to make sure the veterans are getting this and getting that. And we're all like going, you realize that we're doing that.
We're already doing
that.
You're
acting like it's not being done.
Right.
We're doing that. We can do better, and we could use help. But you're slapping us in the face like you're going to come out here and help us do something that we're already doing. And so that's insulting.
Well, and you know, the fact remains that they've been doing it for over 75 years, Pete.
Yes.
I mean, this board originated right immediately after World War II.
Yes.
And the reason they did it is because they saw how the veterans got screwed after World War I.
Yes. And what they put in place works, and that's why everybody should give big kudos to the Lieutenant Governor.
And there was no politics in it.
Well, because the Lieutenant Governor was the one who came out and said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen.
You don't fix it, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And he opposed it. And my understanding is it was really him behind the scenes that was just – he was the one who got them to not do the vote because the governor was pushing hard for the vote. Now, let me tell you about today.
Go ahead.
They had the House hearings, and about 8 people signed up to speak, and all 8 were opposed. And there was American Legion, VFW, DAV, Military Officers Association, and some others. We were all up there, leaders from around the state, all opposed, and they let us talk for almost 40 minutes. And they basically we scolded them pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were kind of sitting there.
Yeah, they deserved it.
Well, they were kind of sitting there in shock. Because, you know, they're all coming in there, oh, look at this, we're going to do all these good things for you. Why aren't you happy about the good things we're doing, right? And they got dressed down. But here again, this is the House Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, and they are considering a bill to abolish the State Board of Veterans of Affairs, give us some crappy – you know, not a political appointee.
Political appointee, damn
board.
Committee, yeah.
Right. But now get this. They don't know. They don't even know what they're – they don't even know what exists now.
Right.
And one of
right.
the guys, God bless him, one of the committee – when we're all done, they said, all right, they went around the committee and said, do any of you committee men have any comments or questions? And one of them was honest and said, so I apologize for asking this, but I'm trying to get straight. So is there actually a board for veterans now?
Oh, my God.
And we're sitting there going,
what?
So you guys are sitting here telling us how we need to make it better, and you don't even know what we have.
Right.
And that's who's governing us and making decisions on how things run.
But
they're
going to make it better, Pete.
I know. So, but let me tell you all the danger, though. So they didn't vote it out. Because I think they didn't take the vote because they're all sitting there. How do we vote for this thing when there are about three dozen, and that was all that would fit in the room. I don't know how many were in the hall. The hall was full too. But there's three dozen veterans all saying no. Three dozen.
Right.
All saying no. So I think they were like, well, we don't want to take this vote. So they said, I'll take the vote. So they didn't vote. And they said, we're going to get back with you and try to make this bill better and see if we can come to something that works. And I'm telling you, nothing works because what we have works. There's no reason to do it. If you want to make the governor, you know, if you want to make the commissioner appointed by a cabinet position, that's fine. But what we have works. But here's the danger, Tom. They sit there, they listen, they smile at you, they tell you they hear you, they go, we're going to work with you. And we know that you all have to go home to your corners of the state.
Yeah. What do we do, right? Pete? What do we need to do?
Well, we got to stay on them and keep talking to our legislators. And we're still talking to them. They're supposed to be sending us, you know, the amendments and the drafts. But what we got to watch for is that when unannounced, they're just going to bring it up and vote it
in.
Yes,
okay.
And that's my fear. So
all right.
We've got we got to just keep up with them.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time and spending 2 days on Goat Hill trying to find out what they're trying
That's
to rip
right.
us off with. How they're gonna kick us to the damn curb again? So, but we appreciate all that you're doing. Keep us abreast of what you're going on. There's always room for you on the scuttlebutt. Thank you, sir.
Oh yeah, always good. I appreciate it, Tom. I appreciate you giving me the platform.
All right, brother. You got one. Anytime you need it, just let us know.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hoorah. Yes. That Hoorah. Brings us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt, Voice of the Veterans for Veterans. I know that you've enjoyed what we've had. We've got a lot of good information out. And remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah.